the Minnesota School of the Air. The Minnesota School of the Air presents Old Tales and New, a program for the primary grade. These tape transcribed broadcasts come to you at 11 o'clock every Monday morning and each Thursday afternoon at 2:15 and are intended for in-school listening. This morning's story is an old, old favorite with children everywhere. The Three Billy Goats Gruff.
Once upon a time,
in the mountains of a country called Norway,
there was a river and a falls in it.
And there was a bridge over the falls,
yes,
too. Maybe we shouldn't go this fast. The children will never understand.
Oh, all right. Once upon a time, in the mountains of a country called Norway...
That's where we live, Norway.
In a country called Norway, there was a river with a falls in it and a bridge over the falls. There. Is that slow enough?
Well, that'll do, yes. I'm sure they know now.
Oh, let's talk about us now, shall we? Then we can go back to the bridge part and the troll who lived under the bridge...
The troll is the surprise part of the story.
Oh.
Well, yes. Now, we'll tell the children who we are. That they've been wondering. You start, William. You're the littlest.
Yes. My name is William, and I'm the littlest goat.
There. Is that slow enough?
Well, that'll do, yes. I'm sure they know now.
Oh, let's talk about us now, shall we? Then we can go back to the bridge part, and the troll who lived under the bridge...
The troll is the surprise part of the story.
Oh.
Well, yes. Now, we'll tell the children who we are. That they've been wondering. You start, William. You're the littlest.
Yes. My name is William, and I'm the littlest goat. My whole name is William Goat Gruff.
I'm the middle-sized brother. They call me Billy.
They call me Bill. I'm the biggest goat. And now you know the three Goat Gruff brothers.
We look just like any other goats you might know. We're white, and we have two long horns apiece on our heads, of course. And each year we go to a higher up valley to eat a new little grass and get fat.
We're mighty fat right now. The snow will be coming in the high up valley soon, so we've just come down the goat path.
It runs along the cliff, across the bridge, over the falls, and then through the meadow to here.
Last spring, before we went up to the valley, we were really skinny. Even Bill the Biggest, he was kind of skinny.
Yeah, but that was last spring. Now we've just come down and... Now we're fat.
And now is the first time we've had a chance to tell what happened last spring when we started across the meadow, over the bridge, and along the cliff to the high-up valley.
Shall we each tell the part we played, shall we?
Oh, that'd be fun.
Well, if you both want to.
Well, all right. The beginning part was William's, the middle part was mine, and you, Bill, yours is the last part. Everybody ready?
I'm ready.
I suppose I am.
Well, then, here's the story of the three Billy Goats Gruff.
William Goat Gruff was walking along through the meadow, thinking of the fresh little grass in the high-up valley. Last winter had been very cold, and there hadn't been too much for a young, hungry goat to eat, so I was mighty happy that at last it was spring, and the Gruff brothers would be starting for new pastures to graze all summer long. I expect I was so happy I was humming. Goats do hum to themselves, you know. Well, I expect I was humming a little goat song to myself as I walked along through the meadow and toward the bridge. To the high up valley we go today. Today's the day we're on our way. To the high up valley we go today. Today's the day. Hooray, hooray. I'm nearly to the bridge. The bridge is over the falls, and the human people built a bridge so we goats could cross the river. Yeah, there it is. It's a little wooden bridge over the fast flowing river, right where it has a fall. My, it's a great big fall, and an angry looking fall. What was that? That roar. My little short pointed horns, it's a thing. A thing poking his head up out of the fall.
I'm not a thing, little goat. I'm a troll. I live in the falls under this bridge just to eat the goats that cross it. I'm going to eat you.
Who did you say you were?
A troll. Don't you know what a troll is?
I'm afraid I don't. You see, I'm not a very big goat, and there are lots of words I don't know very well yet. I don't know any trolls. Are you a fairy?
Fairies? Oh, fairies are little people.
Oh. An elf, maybe. I've heard of elves.
Oh, an elf, too. Trolls are bigger than elves.
Oh. Not a fairy, not an elf. Maybe some kind of an animal, I'll ask. Are you a bear?
Now you're getting warmer. I'm the size of a bear, bigger even than some bears I've seen. But I'm not an animal, and I'm not a person, and I'm not a dragon. I guess trolls are like goblins, only bigger. And I'm gonna eat you, little goat.
But if you eat me, if you eat me...
If I eat you?
Yes, if you eat me, then you won't have an appetite left for the middle-sized goat coming next. It's my brother Billy. He had some work to finish before he could go on to the higher-up valley, and he's bigger than I am.
He is?
Oh, yes, I'm just the littlest goat. Billy's much larger. And if you eat me, well, you'll just ruin your appetite for him.
That's true. I'm hungry, but perhaps I could wait a little while longer. Will he be along soon?
Oh, yes, he should be halfway across the meadow toward the bridge by now.
Well, then I'll wait. Trot on, little goat. Maybe I'll get to eat you when you're coming back in the fall from the high up valley, when you're nice and fat.
Well, I don't think that's a very nice thing to say, Mr. Troll. I think you should have better manners. I'm going on now. Goodbye.
Goodbye, little goat.
I'm Billy Goat Gruff, the middlest goat, the middlest goat of the three. And I'm on my way to eat the grass that grows in the high valley. Yes, I'm Billy Goat Gruff, the middlest goat, the middlest goat of the three. And I'm trotting along to eat the grass that grows in the high valley. Whoop, I'm nearly to the bridge. I can't see William anywhere ahead. He must be hurrying fast. For such short legs, he's making good time. Here we thought if he started first, and then if I started next, being the middle-sized goat with middle-sized legs, and if Bill came along last with his big legs, we thought we'd all arrive at the high-up valley about the same time. Now he's going to beat us all there. Well, here's the bridge. This is always such a pretty spot with the water underneath and everything.
Oh!
What in the world was that?
Oh!
I declare it must be a mountain falling in.
No, just me. Me, the troll who lives in the falls under the bridge.
Oh, a troll. I've heard of trolls. I must say that your roaring like that might make a goat fall off this bridge with fright. It doesn't seem like very good manners to me, Mr. Troll.
Manners? I roar because I'm hungry and I want to eat you.
Eating people is not very good manners either, Mr. Troll. You seem not to have had much training when you were growing up.
Eating goats is the thing I like best to do. And when I see one, I always roar.
Well, I don't know why I should think of your welfare when you're not thinking of mine, but if you eat me, you will ruin your appetite for my brother Bill, who is the largest goat in all of Norway. He'll be coming along in a little bit.
The largest goat in all of Norway? Are you sure?
Of course I am. Our owner showed us at the village fair in town last fall, and Bill won the prize for being the largest goat in the country. Of course, if you eat me, you'll lose your appetite. But then, I don't know why I should care about your appetite.
The largest goat in all of Norway. Well, it'd be a feast, all right.
Well, make up your mind. I'm wasting time here.
You'll be along soon? I'm mighty hungry.
Oh, yes. He should be halfway through the meadow by this time.
Well, go on, then. I'll wait for your brother.
That I shall. And you might try to improve your manners, troll. No one will want to invite you anywhere if you don't. Eating goats. The idea.
I'm the biggest goat in Norway, so they say, so they say. My horns are the sharpest, they're also the longest. of any goat in Norway, so they say. So they say, I'm the biggest goat in Norway, so they say, so they say. My horns are the sharpest, they're also the longest, of any goat in Norway, so they say. Well, I'm nearly to the bridge. It's just over the bridge and along the cliff to the high up valley where we'll spend the long summer eating the fresh green grass and getting as fat as we can. Hey, this old bridge held up very well through the long cold winter. Seems as if...
Oh!
By my white beard, what a racket. I wonder what it can be.
Oh! I'm roaring because you're the biggest goat in Norway and I'm going to eat you.
You are?
I'm going to eat you right down. I'm a troll.
Ah, yes, I knew a troll once. A huge fellow he was for a troll. It was very sad. Very sad indeed.
What was sad about the troll?
Oh, nothing, nothing at all. What were you saying about eating me?
That can wait. I want to know what was so awful about the other troll you knew.
Wasn't much. This troll came along one day and said he'd like to eat goats. Well, he was a very foolish troll, didn't know just what I could do with my sharp, long horns. I have the sharpest, longest horns in Norway, you know. Well, anyway, he came at me and... Well, what else could I do?
What? What did you do? Run him through with your horns?
I simply picked him up on my horns, threw him up and in the air and let him get nicked a little as he came down. And then I walked over to the edge of the cliff and simply dropped him off the mountain. No one ever heard of that troll again. It was very sad for him.
No one ever heard of him again?
Of course, it served him right for being so unmannerly, but let's not talk about him any longer. You were saying something.
This other troll. When did it happen?
Oh, a long time ago. I wasn't as big then as I am now. He was about the size of a large bear, as I remember. Poor thing. He just didn't know that a mountain goat is very strong, and that Bill Goat Gruff is one of the strongest goats in the whole world. Now, what were you saying?
I think perhaps I was mistaken. I'm not as hungry as I thought I was. Sorry I stopped you.
Well, I should think you would be. It isn't very nice to stop goats walking on a public bridge.
Not you, Gruff Brother Goats, at any rate. Oh, will you give your brothers a message for me?
Oh, did you stop my brothers, too?
Yes, but they said a bigger goat was coming.
Yes, I know. I've taught them to do that. I can take care of anyone who bothers them.
Just tell the middle-sized one that I've decided to learn some manners. And tell the littlest one that I'm going far away and not eat goats anymore and learn to eat grass.
It's very good for you.
And goodbye to you, Big Bill Gruff.
Goodbye to you, Troll.
We're the three Billy Goats Gruff. There's William,
the smallest.
There's Billy,
the middlest.
There's Bill, the biggest of them all. We're the three Billy Goats Gruff. We'll eat till we've had enough. The high valley is the place to be. The fresh little grass is as green as can be. And we're the goats at number three. The three Billy Goats Gruff. Yes, the three Billy Goats Gruff.
Listening to a tape-transcribed Norwegian folk tale, The Three Billy Goats Gruff, adapted for radio by Betty Gerling. In the cast were members of the University Radio Guild. This is the 11th year of broadcasting for the Minnesota School of the Air, and in order to make these in-school programs more valuable to teachers and pupils, we suggest strongly that each teacher write or call us today for her free copies of the Minnesota School of the Air Bulletin and the Special Teacher's Manual for Old Tales and New. Twin Cities teachers are urged to call the university, ask for KUOM, and leave their name and address for these bulletins. If you write, just send your card or letter to KUOM, University of Minnesota, Minneapolis 14, Minnesota. We'll give you that address again. It's KUOM, University of Minnesota, Minneapolis 14, Minnesota. And be listening next week for the story play, The Wolf and Red Riding Hood.
We hope that you've enjoyed this recording. And for more happy listening, please visit otrcat.com.